a lot of the work that was done in the 95 projects that were suggested for the uses of the Coliseum. I've heard a lot of those suggestions coming up again as we look at what could the inside space be used for. And so I think it has honored the public process, and we're now taking this important step to move that process forward. Aye.
Fish.
If anyone doubts that this is an independent-minded council, I would ask them to compare the record of our debate once upon a time on a related set of issues and what we're debating today, because it's interesting how the sort of fault lines have changed. But what I'm hearing is the fault lines have changed in part because there's new people at the table and there's a different pitch. And I appreciate your presentation. You know, let's start with an unqualified positive, which is that we had once a very big debate about baseball and soccer and public investment, and it generated a lot of passion on this body and in the community and on talk radio. And today we have a spectacularly successful soccer franchise at Gelman. And it's only going to get better. And we had a very long debate about how to do that and how to pay for it. And ultimately, I think we got to the right place. But it was a lively discussion, which everyone up here brought strong passion to the discussion. But I think we can be proud of the success that the Timbers have. Now the question is, can we turn our attention to Memorial Coliseum and activate that space and grow the Winter Hawks and maybe some other things there? Everyone here, I think, supports the idea of activating the Rose Quarter. And we've had that debate about Memorial Coliseum. It was a hard-fought debate, and decision was made to protect Memorial Coliseum. I agreed with that decision, but I respect people that have a different view on that. But now that we've got it, we have to make sure we maintain it properly. And part of that is what's before us today, which is to make an investment, to do the due diligence, to know what comes next. And to not make that investment, I think, would be financially problematic, because we would have no baselines, information to make thoughtful decisions down the road. So to me, this is a vote about doing the due diligence necessary to then take the next step. I am as hopeful about the future of Memorial Coliseum as I am about the prospects for Geldwin today. And if we get this right, Portland will be a better place. And I say that sort of taking a page out of Commissioner Leonard's book, when he used to say he's not a soccer guy but wanted to see soccer be successful. Well, I've said this to my friends at the Winter Hawks. I'm not a hockey guy, and I don't even understand the offsides rule yet. And you explained it to me. Or not the offsides, the
icing.
The icing. I still don't understand icing. But I have lots of friends who are passionate about it. My kids like to skate, and the community skating portion of this will be hugely popular. Mm-hmm. So, Mayor Adams, thank you for the time you spent educating me and my team on this thing. Scott, this is the third time we've seen each other this week. I'm officially worried about your fourth. I'm officially worried about your day job. Yeah. But thank you all for your presentation. Aye.
Adams.
In addition to the folks in front of us that I've thanked, I'd also like to thank Skip Newberry on my Economic Development Jobs team, all the PDC, great leadership on the PDC staff team as well, particularly Kevin Brake. This is, you know, this council, I think in its best moments, have taken on issues that are tough, that have been lying around for a very long time, and moved them forward. And it's not without difficulty, because if they were easy projects, they would have been done a long time ago. Fundamentally, I've sat through 15 years in various positions in the city with lots of great ideas on what should happen to Veterans Memorial Coliseum. But no funding, very little funding, inadequate funding, or really the ability to move forward on them. So it is great after, you know, a decade and a half to be sitting here with prospects and to be of a renovated, renewed, enlivened Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Very proud to sit with the council that made the decision, cornerstone decision, that will help us move forward now with the rest of the Rose Quarter. And so I think this is an important day. We've invested so much in making the Rose Quarter and, as a result, Veterans Memorial Coliseum and the Rose Garden, citywide venues. The connections region-wide with transit makes this a meeting place for the entire region. Now we're going to go out and make sure that the Veterans Memorial Coliseum is worthy of that previous investment, and then on to the Rose Quarter. Thank you all for your work. Aye. All right. We'll have just a five-minute recess for compassionate reasons.
Compassionate reasons.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very much appreciated.
Great job. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate your comments about the importance of the symbolic nature of it.
We're pounding on that as hard as we can, so thank you.
Well, I remember this $20 million It matters that we do this.
Absolutely.
The
gelled one was about $30 million. So let's just say, I mean, this is so much bigger building. But let's say we get to 40, it's going to amaze people. It's going to amaze them.
We need to get a little more leg room.
Yes,
we need to make it fast.
Yeah, we don't need to spend all day in there.
I don't either.
How many people?
No problem.
Okay. No, I will do it later. How many people are going to speak?
Two, four.
That's way too many.
But I took in people.
We have nine people scheduled to speak.
Not testify, but as part of the presentation. So, Assistant Chief Hendricks and I will just give our refresher, and then the Bureau will report on guns seized in progress, and then the Oversight Committee will introduce itself to Council, and then that's it.
Okay. Yeah, make it fast. Okay, good.
Hi, Sue.
So let's run the timer on all these people. 3 minutes.
This was sent out with the Tuesday memo. I don't know if
everybody got it.